Hello and welcome to this Corporate Responsibility Podcast brought to you by Symantec, a global leader in infrastructure software, enabling businesses and consumers to have confidence in a connected world. I'm your studio host, Wendell Davis, and I'm joined today by Cicely Joseph, Director of Corporate Responsibility at Symantec. Cicely, good to see you again. Thanks for coming by. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks.
Well, listen, we're here today to talk about the 2008 Symantec Corporate Responsibility Report. As Director of Corporate Responsibility, we're happy to have you here with us. Why don't you start by talking and giving us an overview of what corporate responsibility is, and what does it mean for Symantec specifically?
Sure. Well, the corporate responsibility program at Symantec is how we integrate our environmental, social, and ethical programs into our core business. Building this into our culture as well as our decision-making strategy, and doing so in a transparent and accountable manner. Overall, this means we develop better practices while at the same time have a real positive societal impact. For Symantec, this represents a competitive advantage because through better overall company management with these principles in mind, we really do perform better. We do better across alignment across our company on core issues, which really are impacting our bottom line. So it's a real business decision for the company.
Now, Cicely, why don't you give us a brief synopsis of the report? And more importantly, tell us why Symantec felt compelled to create such a report.
So the report, which is our first, tells our stakeholders, which include employees, investors, customers, what our corporate responsibility story is, what we view as relevant and material to our business, and what our progress has been in these areas and what our challenges are. So in our report, we focus on such areas as good governance, online safety, privacy, customer satisfaction, the environment, as well as green IT, and workforce issues such as diversity. And we see these as Symantec's top corporate responsibility issues. And we felt compelled to tell the story of our developing program because of our customers and investors, and because they're asking us these questions. It's part of our commitment to engaging with all of these stakeholders.
Why don't you go ahead and spend a moment and tell us about some of the key findings and trends in the report?
Well, one overall finding that has come out of this report, I believe, is Symantec's leadership in promoting sustainability for the software industry as a whole. I'm not aware of any other software company producing a CR report with as much depth as we have in this report. It's very relevant to our industry. And a trend that we also see included in this report is our ongoing commitment to environmental sustainability practices and how this is popping up across the entire company through the whole organization and how the combined efforts of many are producing a cultural change. Finally, another key finding was that we really, and this is one of our challenges actually, is that we really can improve on how we collect data. So that in the future, as we continue to improve on our processes, the actual reporting process can be more scalable.
Now, Cicely, are there any specific actions or initiatives that Symantec is planning to take on as a result of the report's findings?
Well, one of the things that came out of this report in just developing the team that pulled the report together is the need and desire to do more localized grassroots efforts around sustainability. So it's really helped to drive the formation of green teams, which are forming at many of our sites, which are going to help build out the sustainability program from a very, very grassroots employee-based level. We also found ways to tie or looking for ways to actually tie philanthropy more to other sustainability efforts so that they actually support each other, so that they're more connected and that they support the business strategy. And overall, I think what came out of this report is just the desire to build on the great story that we have already, including reaching out to the broader stakeholders and to the community to get their input so that there's ongoing continued improvement. We see this really as the baseline, and we hope to grow and improve as we move forward.
Now, you've talked a lot in terms of the impact that employees have on the Symantec brand. What would you like for them to take away from this report?
I really want employees to realize ownership of this program, and that even though Symantec has a cohesive, strategic corporate responsibility program, which is at the top of its corporate agenda, that they, meaning our employees, are critical to this program's success. And we look to our employees as prime influencers and drivers of this program and hope that each one of them embraces and owns helping Symantec meet its goal of becoming a socially responsible company.
And lastly, Cicely, how frequently will the report be published, and where can people go to download the report or get more information about Symantec's corporate responsibility program?
Right. So although we hope to update the information regularly on our website, the actual full report will be published every 2 years. And employees and community at large can go to the Symantec website in the About Us section, look for corporate responsibility, and they'll find the report and any updates there.
Cicely Joseph, Director of Corporate Responsibility at Symantec. Cicely, always a pleasure talking to you. Thanks for taking the time to come by the studio today.
Great. Thank you very much.
And as always, thank you for downloading and listening to another podcast brought to you by Symantec. For more information about Symantec's Corporate Responsibility Program, visit the About section at www.symantec.com. And for more Symantec podcasts, visit us at www.symantec.com/podcast. Symantec, confidence in a connected world.